The North Carolina General Assembly is considering a catch-all regulatory reform bill that would, among other things, end a ban on dumping used electronics in landfills, allow sales of pet turtles, and let local distilleries sell online. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Electronic waste contains a lot of nasty stuff. Toxic heavy metals like lead and cadmium have consequences, says Democratic Senator Floyd McKissick.
It's dangerous to the public, and it can lead to long-term groundwater contamination, long-term soil contamination. Those are things we should not back away from.
In 2010, North Carolina lawmakers banned electronic waste from landfills. But a lot's changed since then, says Senate Republican Trudy Wade. She argues those TV sets and computers are sitting on the grass at some local recycling centers.
The problem is the counties can no longer find a recycler. There isn't a market for it.
That's not entirely true. But as the amount of e-trash grows, prices have fallen, and much doesn't get processed in the U.S. at all. It's shipped overseas. So Wade says the state should allow electronics to go into landfills, relieving local governments of the burden of running recycling programs. The bill approved Monday in the state Senate also ends fees collected from electronics manufacturers that help pay for recycling. The bill, called the Regulatory Reduction Act of 2016, also would relax energy efficiency standards for some buildings, eliminate some reports to the State Environmental Management Commission, and end a ban on selling pet turtles. That's right, pet turtles. Sales were banned about 40 years ago over fears of salmonella contamination. Wrapping so many issues into one bill is another concern for critics such as McKissick.
It puts together about 6-8 different things all into one large, expansive bill when many of these issues really deserve separate discussion and separate consideration.
The bill also would let local distilleries sell online. Andrew Porter of Doc Porter's Distillery in Charlotte says he's forced to use an online distributor in Washington, D.C. That costs North Carolina tax revenue, he says. Still, he has mixed feelings about the bill overall, such as the end of electronics recycling.
We wanted to support the bill because there was some helpful stuff for us in there, but there was other things that I didn't quite agree with.
The bill now goes back to the House, which has to approve the Senate's changes. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.